Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial. Today on our show, Eric will give his experienced advice on how to plan for a secure retirement. So, Eric, here we are again. Always great to be here with you. What's on your mind today?
Well, just trying to really go over what people should be doing, the correct way for people to think about financial planning and just overall how to lay out that retirement, because it's very different once you start taking the money out versus putting the money in.
Right. It's totally different than what we've done our whole lives when we've just saved and saved and put money away. Well, I do want to mention that later on our show, we're going to have an interview with David Bach. He's one of America's most trusted financial experts and best-selling financial authors of our time. He'll be talking about the recent swings that we're seeing in the market and what you need to be doing with your retirement savings and investments in case we have an upcoming recession. And we want to have a steady income in retirement so we can be confident before we even retire that we're going to be okay. So, you know, I always hear you talk about stocks and bonds in the investment world, right? And often we hear those two together. You know, Eric, we always hear the investment world use stocks and bonds together, but let's separate them right now. Are bonds a good source to use for income in retirement?
Yeah, well, a lot of people are not only using bonds, but even trying to use dividend paying stocks to try to get some income. And without income, you're not retired. You're just unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to have that income source, right? And the problem with, of course, interest rates were, you know, for a tiny bit of time going up, and that didn't last very long. And now they're, you know, headed back down. And that's really more of a global issue. It's not as much a U.S. as needing to cut interest rates. It's more that the fact that we're the highest paying place on the earth right now, which is funny because 1.5% doesn't sound very exciting.
Really?
And so, yeah, there's really no way you could ever get by on just living off, you know, income from bonds. You can try doing dividend paying stocks, but, you know, that can be also very hazardous. So, you know, really, you need to have a lot more foundational and steady income stuff first. And the market stuff should be really used last. That should not be your first place for getting income.
So the market should be used last, of course, because you can't count on it, right?
Right.
Okay. So that would be non-guaranteed income. And we know we need guaranteed income in retirement, especially if we don't have a pension. Many of us don't now. But guaranteed income comes in many varieties. So could you sort of give us a breakdown of that?
Yeah. So, of course, the first one that pretty much all of us get, and the only ones who pretty much don't get it are the ones who have pensions, is Social Security. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so with Social Security, of course, that's going to be a bigger and bigger part of people's retirement income, sadly enough, you know, because it's not that necessarily that big a check. But it is one of those critical things. A lot of times people say, oh, it's not that much money. It's not that much money. Well, $2,000 a month times 24, I mean, times 12, yeah, it's $24,000 times how many years you're going to live. Yeah, you know, you could easily get a $500,000 or more out of Social Security over that time frame, especially with cost of living adjustments. So, you know, don't just think that it's not, you know, going to be something that's meaningful. It's definitely going to be meaningful for you. So, you know, that's one of the things you want to look at is when should you take it? You know, full retirement age for most people has been moving up and up. For most of us now, it's 66. But for vast majority of everybody else, it's going to be 67. So if you're born 1960 and later, it is now age 67 is your full retirement age. Why is that number important? That's the only number Social Security calculates. So what they do is they either penalize you for taking it early or they reward you for taking it later. But there's only one number they calculate, and that's that full retirement age. And so that's why that one's really critical. That's also one where you can then work and make as much money as you want and not have any restrictions. But if you start early, anywhere between 62 and either 66 or 67, depending on your age, then you're going to maybe lose all of your Social Security if you're working. So, you know, there's a lot of issues around that. If you're married, there's a lot more issues about who had the higher income, who should start when. So that's one of the things where you really need to do some planning around that. And then on top of that, usually what you'd really want to do is you really want to have some sort of steady, guaranteed income. So yes, there's Social Security. Okay. Say you maybe need $6,000 a month to live on, and maybe you're going to get $2,000 from Social Security. That means you got a $4,000 gap, and that's the shortfall you got to make up. And that's now up to you to come out of pocket, right? That's why you saved all that money, hopefully.
Right.
And so you, what you can do is you can actually go out and put some money into some sort of guaranteed investment tool. Yeah, usually using like ideally things like annuities, not the variable kind. Those are the ones that have all the fees and costs, and not the immediate kind. That's usually where you give away your money and there's no value left. But really what we're talking about here mostly nowadays is the deferred indexed annuities. And these are fixed, meaning the principal can't drop in value. So that part's great. And then they often have, some of them have income features, some don't. But, you know, if you're wanting one that has a guaranteed income, you can have, set that up and have that income stream for life. So say you have maybe another $2,000 a month coming from there. Well, now the $2,000 from Social Security plus the $2,000 from the annuity, now you only need to have, you know, your rest of your stock portfolio only make up that remaining $2,000. And that's going to be a lot more successful, a lot easier to do than trying to get that $4,000 on a steady basis and, you know, with market swings and ups and downs and, you know, different time frames, right? So, you know, that's one of the things that you really want to look at is, you know, how to get that income. How do you make sure you have that income? And how do you make sure you have it for the rest of your life? You know, because obviously you don't want to have it for 10 or 15 years and then all of a sudden find out, you know, you're 80 or 85 and have no money. That would not be good. And so, you know, if you want to get a little bit more information about this, we actually have put together a report on income bridges, the things that you need to be thinking about for income for retirement. And that's something we can get sent to you. It's a free PDF. It's really fast. Nobody calls you. Don't worry. We'll just text this. You know, you can just text us and we'll send this right back out to you. But all you have to do is text the word income to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word income to 800-454-1184. Or you can always find us online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Today on our show, Eric will give his experienced advice on how to plan for a secure retirement. But when it comes to married couples, there's some different considerations we need to be aware of. So let's get into the married couples and Social Security.
Yeah, well, there was a thing called file and suspend where you could take part of your spouse's benefit and then switch to your own. And that for pretty much everybody is now gone. There was a few people that were still on this phase in, but that's pretty much over by now. So, you know, the hard part is now the only way to get Social Security is when you file, you're supposed to take whichever one's the highest one. Now, you can still get a spousal benefit if your spouse is filed and their amount's higher, then, you know, your spousal benefit's higher. So you could turn on your own and then still switch if they turn on theirs later. But the key thing I wanted to bring up really would be the fact that most people do this exactly wrong. And I think it's unfortunately mostly my gender that messes this up. So really what it should be is whoever had the higher income earnings, that's the one who should start later, not sooner. The one who had the smaller earnings is the one actually that makes more sense to start sooner because that check's not going to grow as much. But that second check, the bigger check, you want that to be as big as it can. So that's the one who you'd want to at least wait till full retirement. And maybe even up to age 70. But again, you got to do the math. You got to do the numbers. Then you can see, does it make sense to do it sooner or later? The most important thing is everybody has to have a written income plan. And if you don't have a written income plan, it's going to be a very, very tough retirement because you have no idea if you're spending the right amount or not spending or spending too much or, you know, all sorts of things, right? So, you know, that's something we can do for you. It's something that we do in our process. You know, if that's something you'd be interested in, all you have to do is pick up the phone. You can either call us or even text VISIT. If you text VISIT, then you can we'll set up a time with you, 800-454-1184. Again, either call or text VISIT to 800-454-1184. Or you can also book online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like Baum always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for your retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans. so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text INCOME to 800-454-1184. Text the word INCOME to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and Eric is offering to help you with a retirement strategy. That's what he does. He creates them for retirees every day. Well, Eric, it is time in our show for you to enlighten us with another financial fail. And of course, this is something that Eric has seen happen to other retirees, does not want it to happen to you. And of course, we all know we learn from mistakes, or in the mistakes of others, we learn. So what story do you have for us today, Eric?
Well, yeah, this is just more about, for lack of a better term, being lazy or not focusing enough, or whatever term you want to use it, or probably whatever you say to your kids. There's two things. One is just letting money sit in the bank account when it doesn't, when it shouldn't be, and you should be getting some more interest. I mean, I'm amazed at how many people still have money sitting at 0.1, 0.2% or some ridiculous number. Now, okay, if you want to have, you know, 5 or 10K there at the bank so you can easily transfer it super fast, I guess you could do that. But there's these online banks nowadays. There's a bunch of them, you know, Ally or Marcus or, you know, a lot of these things where you can go online to, you know, just get a move the money there. You just digitally move it from your checking account to the savings account. You usually get it right now, right around 2%. And then you move it back anytime you want. And so that's a really simple, easy way to make some extra money with money that you're not even using or focusing on. But, you know, that little 2% can add up pretty fast. And then the other one is, lots of times I have people where they have a Roth IRA. Now, maybe they were making too much money. Maybe they weren't, or maybe one year they did, or for whatever reason, they've stopped funding the Roth IRA. But they've got money either in the bank or they've got money in a brokerage account. Normal dollars. And I'm not talking about they've got other IRA money, but this is just regular money that they could move into a Roth IRA. And so if you're under 50, it's 6,000. If you're 50 and up, it's 7. You could put that money in there, never pay tax on that money ever again for the rest of your life. And, you know, I was just meeting with somebody who has been working with an advisor for 4 years. She was working for a while, but she stopped working. And so it's only him. So for the last, you know, 3 years now, they've been able to fund a Roth IRA because they're under the, you know, the income limits. Mm-hmm. Yet the money is just sitting there. Even though she's not working, since he's working, they could fund a Roth for her and him both. So, you know, that means they could have funded right now about, you know, it's a right around probably about 40,000, 45,000 that they could have funded over that time frame, have that money growing for the rest of their lifetime tax-free. And just because they weren't paying attention or they were getting bad advice that nobody was looking at their stuff and saying, hey, just move this money. It's like moving from your left pocket to your right pocket,
right.
But now it's tax-free versus being taxable. They're over 59 and a half too. So
oh, really?
There's not even a waiting issue. Mm-hmm. You know, and they funded Roth before so they could take the money back out the next day if they really needed it. So, you know, it's just really ridiculous that people don't focus on these little things that can add up to being literally maybe tens of thousands of dollars over your lifetime. If you figure that one of them could be around for 30 years or more, having that money grow tax-free. You know, these little things, you know, pick up those little pennies and stuff and you start turning them into nickels at the bank and, you know, and then get those tax-free dollars while you can.
So I would like you to define annuities because I want to make sure everybody knows, you know, what they are. There's so many different kinds. You even pointed out, you said, oh, don't do it with a variable annuity. So let's just take a moment and have you define annuities.
Yeah, so annuities, and good catch, by the way, because I should have defined it a little bit more.
That's okay.
Hard part is we all in this business use way too much jargon and people think they know what these are and they're not. So probably the biggest annuity that most people are familiar with is one, you know, we were talking about earlier is Social Security. Social Security is what they call an immediate annuity. So when you first get that age, you get that income for life. And once you're gone, that income's gone, that money's gone, game over. And so, you know, there's two main types is immediate versus deferred. So immediate is, any sort of annuity is a contract with an insurance company saying that they're guaranteeing this, some sort of things to happen for some period of time. And If it's an immediate annuity, that means, hey, you can give $100,000 to an insurance company. Tomorrow, that $100,000 will be worth nothing, but it'll be a stream of income that lasts for as long as you live. Sometimes there may be guarantee periods where it keeps paying out, you know, beyond your death, but sometimes there may not. And those are the old school kind of annuities. Now, those are pretty nice sometimes when you're up in your 80s, but for most people to give away all your money and not have anything in your principal, that's a little freaky. Mm-hmm. So wow. The variable ones love to get pushed on people, but they're rarely somebody's best interest. What those do is those are going into the stock market. The problem with a lot of those, like I've got one client who bought one back in the early 2000s, I think it was 2004 or something like that, and the income value is almost double what her account value is because of all these fees that made the product do horrible returns. But this income guarantee did great job. But the problem is she has to annuitize it. She has to turn it into one of those immediate annuities and have no value left to get that income out. And that would actually cost her more because she'd have to take out more money from her IRA and she doesn't need the income. So again, it's one of these things where you have to watch the fine print because mm-hmm. had she known that you had to annuitize it to get that income, not just withdraw it, that's pretty brutal.
Right.
And so usually the most people are using the fixed index. So fixed is code word for guaranteed. Variable is code word for your money's at risk.
Mm.
And so the fixed, what that says is your principal's guaranteed, but instead of the insurance company dictating a rate, they're going to say you're going to earn some rate based off the stock market. So maybe if it's the S&P 500, maybe they'll give you half the returns of the S&P. And if it ever goes negative, you just get zero. So these are going to hopefully, ideally over time, do 3 to 6%. They're going to probably outperform bonds most likely. But the big part is they're really going to give you that protection, the downside protection, give you some of that guaranteed money that's going to be there in case those bad times happen. You can go there and take the money. And then a lot of them do have some sort of guaranteed income for life feature. So, you know, that can be a great way to get some more information and really to get some more income for retirement. But if you want more information about these, we actually have a report called the ABCs of Annuities. And if you wanted to get a copy of that, all you have to do is text the word ABC to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word ABC to 800-454-1184, and we'll text you that report right back.
You can't really retire unless you have income. So, Eric, what would be some other good alternative options for good earnings with our income?
Yeah, so I always talk about foundational assets. That's stuff that's guaranteed. So that'd be what we were talking about earlier, the bank accounts, you know, annuities with fixed annuities or fixed index with insurance companies, or you could do bonds, but those are, you know, so horrible low interest rates, I wouldn't bother. And then what's the next step? Well, the next step is steady income. So if you have some guaranteed money, you get your Social Security income, you've got a good baseline there of income. So what about something else that can pay you some higher earnings? Maybe not truly guaranteed, so it might have some risk level to it, but it can pay you higher money. And those steady income areas typically are paying 5 to 7%, usually on a monthly basis, not quarterly or every 6 months. So they pay you just kind of like your bills come in every month. And, you know, so there's two options that are probably most used. One would be either a loan fund where they're loaning to companies or loaning to, you know, to mortgages or something like that. Those right now are right around 6.5%, you know, those types of funds. The other ones would be real estate investment trusts, which are in essence just a mutual fund, but where they're only buying real estate. Now, these aren't the traded kind. The ones that are trading on the market, those start acting like a stock and they go up and down with the tweet of the day or with the terrorist attack, you know, activity or, you know, bad economic news. And that's kind of silly, right? Because your house value or your business building's value doesn't change on a daily basis based on, you know, whatever little, you know, economic hiccups there are in the market or something. So usually the ones we're using are the ones that aren't traded as often. And so those are paying right now, right in the mid sixes. And they usually have lots of tax benefits too. So if you're using normal dollars, often anywhere from a third to two thirds of that income may not even be taxable. So it's a great way to get some tax efficient income, get some steady income. And then again, it lowers that need for your portfolio to have to produce so much and have to do so much. And again, so these alternatives all fit into a plan, and really the key is having the plan. So that's what we do here at Heckman Financial, is we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we create that income plan, that investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy plan, roll that all into one, and then we show you, hey, this is the course you're on. And then at the end of that second meeting, that's when you say, okay, well, do you want to work with us and have us help fix some things? Or if not, hey, at least you learned some great information. So, you know, if that's something you'd like to take time and really figure out, is this good for me, or should I really be taking charge of my financial future and figure out where I'm going and what path I'm on? Well, if you'd like to do that, all you have to do is set up a time with us. You can either call us or text us. You can text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, you can text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Or you can actually make the appointment online on our website at wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for your retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text income to 800-454-1184. Text the word income to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric, president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And their strategies can help you in minimizing fees, even lowering your tax costs. Wouldn't you like to worry less? Listen up for your chance to set up an appointment and go in and have a discovery visit with Eric, complimentary. Today, Eric has been defining important terms that we use in retirement, and we've discussed what we need to do to build a solid, steady income plan in retirement. Since retirements are lasting decades now, though, Eric explained how we can grow our assets. So I want to get into, when we're investing in our 401ks, you know, there are all kinds of mutual funds. What are we investing in?
Yeah, so the worst thing about the 401k movement of the 80s and 90s is, I mean, we had pensions and we had professional money managers running the money and guaranteeing that money to last for the rest of our lives. Well, then companies had to put a bunch of money in. And so they said, hey, if we have a 401k, we can just give somebody a match and then it's all on them and we're off the hook. And then they'd figure out, well, how are they going to invest it? You know, they can't sit there and keep figuring out what stock to buy all day long, because they wouldn't be doing their job, right? So then, they basically had to pick mutual funds. And so the interesting thing about the way the whole thing's morphed is, originally there were some guaranteed places in a 401k back in the, especially in the 80s and even in the 90s, there were still some guaranteed places. I remember, what's United Defense now, but back then it was FMC, and they had three options. It was a very complicated 401k: stocks, bonds, or guaranteed. That was it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very simple. And the guaranteed one was only paying 8%, so nobody wanted to use it, because of course the stock market was doing better right then, right? So kind of funny now, because we'd all kill for 8%.
Yeah,
so,
wouldn't we? Oh.
So the mutual funds, the Fidelities, Vanguards of the world, they kind of forced out the insurance companies, forced out annuities, forced out guaranteed investment contracts, and said, okay, everybody has to be doing everything into mutual funds. And of course, it's great business for them. And so the mutual funds, really all those are, is that you're hiring a money manager, or whatever fund company is running that mutual fund. Your 401k could be at Fidelity, but say if it's an American Funds, then you're hiring American Funds for that fund. And if it's a Fidelity fund, then it would be Fidelity. But whatever name of that fund is, that's the money manager. And then also that money manager has some sort of specialized rules. So they have in the prospectus, it says, hey, we're going to buy only large company stocks, or we're going to buy only international, or we're going to only buy emerging markets, or we're going to buy world stocks, which is a cop-out because that means you can buy stocks anywhere in the world. So, yeah, if they're buying international, it means they can't buy U.S. funds at all. And so these mutual funds is what we're kind of all stuck with investing in. And so then you have to see what is the underlying investments. And then often what happens is I see a lot of people when I'm meeting with them, one of the things we do as part of our blueprint to worry less wealth is when we're going over the investment section, we run a report called the stock intersection report. And this is something that is always mind-blowing for pretty much everybody who sees it. And it says, what are your top holdings and where do you own them? So somebody can have no individual stocks. Like I just met with somebody has then no individual stocks at all. They had a bunch of accounts in a bunch of places and they had 15 different mutual funds, 15 that all owned Microsoft.
No.
And those same funds almost all owned Apple, almost all owned Facebook. So what happened was they were diverse in number of funds. They were not diverse in number of investments. Mm-hmm. And of course, the only thing that matters is the investment. So whatever those underlying investments are inside that mutual fund, that's what you really want to know. And so some of the worst offenders are, you know, some of these companies that they do this team management style, like American funds. I can pretty much always guarantee you that if you own more than one American funds, you'll probably have a lot of overlapping stocks because they tend to buy a lot of the same stuff with various different funds. And you see that lots of times, but also when you have an old 401k and a new 401k and an IRA, and then your spouse has one, you know, you may end up having a lot of different funds that are buying all the same stuff. So what you really want to do is how much do I have in that company? Because if you have a whole bunch of, you know, if you have 2% of all your money in one company, you don't even know that, and that one company drops by a bunch, well, guess what? All your accounts are dropping. You know, again, these are things that you need to know. You really need to know what's going on. And then, you know, you need to look at how's the market doing? How's that going to affect you? And, you know, what types of issues are there going to be? So, you know, one of the things we could send you is a report about the top retirement planning issues. And these are things that you need to know about, things you should be thinking about, not just the 401k, but all over in terms of your retirement plan. So if that's something you want us to text you, don't worry, we're not going to call you. We're going to send that to you just electronically. All you have to do is text the word retirement to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word retirement to 800-454-1184.
Now, let's talk about ETFs or exchange-traded funds. Are these funds going to be better than mutual funds? And can you tell us how they work?
Yeah, so exchange-traded funds, like probably the longest one, one of the oldest ones is SPY, which is the S&P 500 fund, or QQQ. Those ones kind of got to be a lot more famous, but ETFs got much, much more popular. One of the biggest problems with mutual funds is, say there was some big, maybe another 9/11 or something like that, and you want to get out of your mutual fund. Well, mutual funds only sell one time in the day, and that's at the market close. So what they do is at the end of the day, they add up everything they own, divided by how many shares they had the day before, and that's their new value per share. And so if you try to sell at, say, 10 a.m., you can, but it won't actually process till the end of the day, and that's mm-hmm. when everything's already gone through the fan. And so with ETFs, exchange-traded funds, they are a fixed basket of goods is what they usually call themselves. So in other words, they have a set amount of stocks that they have in there and they don't change. So they trade more like really just a regular stock. You can buy and sell them anytime during the day. So you can get out a lot faster. The only problem is there's tons of people who are making ETFs and some of those barely trade. And so if not many people are trading that one ETF, you may not get the correct value because of if there's no other buyers, the only person who'll buy is somebody who'll give you a lower price. And so sometimes you have this thing called a tracking error, which can be an issue too. And so, you know, one of the popular things right now, of course, is since 2010, the S&P's, you know, more than tripled. So all these people are doing this passive investing. Passive investing now has gotten to be bigger than active, meaning people just buying the indexes and not actually just picking stocks. The really bad part about that is, had you done that from 2000 to 2010, the S&P made no money. It has zero return. So now people are just seeing from 2010 on that it went up almost triple. So they're saying, oh, this is the best way to go. We should just only do this way. And then guess what? We know it'll change. We know there'll be a crash at some point, and that may not be the right way to go. So again, when you're talking about investments, there's no right or wrong way. It's just, how does this all fit together? How does this all come together into really a cohesive plan? Something that, again, has that income, has that, you know, investments, also the tax ramifications, looking at healthcare legacy, all those areas, and really sitting down and figuring out, where am I headed? I mean, I'm in the car going somewhere, but I can't see out the front window.
Exactly. Right?
So tell me where I'm going. And maybe you're doing that bird box thing. I don't know. But, you know, so figure out where you're headed. And that's what we can do, is we can tell you, hey, this is the course you're on. This part's great. This part's not so good. There's some issues here. You know, you don't have a seatbelt on, your door's open, whatever it is. But we'll tell you all those things. And then that's when you can take some action. That's when you know, oh, hey, then I should do this or not. And then that's when, if you want to hire us and have work with us to do it, we can help you. If not, hey, at least we part as friends and you learned a lot of great information. So, you know, if that's something you'd like to take advantage of and sit down and get that blueprint to worry less wealth, again, no cost, no obligation. All you got to do is give us a call and set up a time. Again, you can text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Or you can go online and book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Coming up next, David Bach, one of America's most trusted financial experts. And David discusses the recent swings in the market and a possible upcoming recession. Stick around for that.
Who will help you get there? You spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services have helped hundreds of families create their retirement roadmap. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. They will help you create a retirement roadmap that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademarked Worry Less Wealth process. To schedule your meeting with Eric Heckman and his team, just text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
And right now on our show, I'd like to introduce David Bach to you, along with my colleague Megan Mozak. They recently discussed what's going on with the market, and David offers some advice to retirees just like you.
It's great to be back with David Bach today, one of the most trusted financial experts and best-selling financial authors of our time. He's written 10 consecutive New York Times bestsellers with over 7 million copies in print. He's impacted millions of people over the past two decades with seminars, podcasts, thousands of media appearances. He is the co-founder of one of America's fastest growing registered investment advisors, AE Wealth Management. He's also the founder of Finish Rich Media. This is a website dedicated to helping us learn about money in a revolutionary way. David, great to be back with you.
Well, Megan, it's my pleasure. It's always great to be with you. And boy, it's been an interesting summer. So I know we're going to have a lot to talk about as we discuss the economy and things that many people are both concerned about and maybe, you know, somewhat curious as to what's going on.
And maybe a little worried. As you pointed out, there's a lot of concern on Wall Street. What's the bad news in some of this?
Well, the bad news is everybody knows we're coming off 10 years of an economic expansion. The reason this is bad news is that, quite frankly, it's been a very strange economic expansion the last two or three years because people have been so fearful of the next recession that we've basically climbed what I would call a wall of worry, where the markets keep going higher and the consumer keeps spending and the news continues to be positive. And yet we continue to worry about the next great recession. Sometimes, by the way, that worry actually leads to a recession. So what's happened as I would say the world starts to worry about a recession is that things are slowing down. Like I was looking at global data. There are 9 major countries right now on the verge of a recession. And part of what that's leading to is what's called an inverted yield curve. And that's a very technical term. If you weren't an economic, you know, maybe major in college, you have no idea what an inverted yield curve is. But, you know, what an inverted yield curve is that investors get scared. And so they decide that they would rather have their money in as safe of an investment as possible. And that's a long-term government bond. And so in a weird way, what's happening is that people are rushing to buy what they consider to be the safest investment possible, which is a U.S. government bond and a long bond, like a 30-year bond. And what that's doing is it's actually lowering the rate of those bonds so that the rate on these long-term bonds becomes less than the rates on a short-term bond. And that's what inversion means, because usually what happens is if you would buy, like simply put it, let's say normally you would buy a 5-year bond and it would pay 2%. If you were willing to tie up your money for 30 years, well, then the 30-year bond might pay 4 or 5%. You wouldn't put your money in a 30-year bond to earn less than what you could earn in a short-term bond. That's an inverted yield curve. And that doesn't happen very often. Like very rarely does it happen. And when it does happen in the past, people who study all this stuff will tell you that it is an indicator, like a leading indicator for the fact that a recession is coming. That when the bond market inverts like that, when institutional investors get spooked globally, when people rush to safety of long-term investments, it's a sign that the economy is slowing down. And the bond markets tend to be the precursor to a downturn in the economy. And then ultimately what people fear the most is then a downturn in the stock market. So that's what the inverted yield curve is. That's got a lot of attention. And by the way, that can go back the other direction too. Inverted yield curves aren't a permanent thing because they're based on the market. So, you know, the question becomes, what's creating this inverted yield curve? Why are people so worried about a recession? And what's the boogeyman out there? And truly, I think the major boogeyman that is out there is the Trump trade war with China. And I just got done touring across America for the first half of the year. I put out a brand new book, The Latte Factor. I toured all across the country with our great financial advisors and got in front of our clients. And I said, you know, the economy is doing fantastic. The biggest thing we have to worry about is this trade war with China. And I said, you know, we all hope this trade war will get figured out, because that song we used to listen to, War, What Is It Good For? The answer we know, Megan, is what? Absolutely nothing. And then I would make the audience say it again. Here's what's really interesting about recessions, because we worry about them so much. The average length of a recession has been 10 months. It's not that long. The last major recession we went through, the one that everybody remembers like it was yesterday, was 18 months. So recessions aren't as long as people expect them to be. And again, when you think about a recession, recessions don't always mean that the stock market's going to drop and your investments are going to drop in half. And the last thing I would say to take a breath here is that when the markets go down, they recover very quickly. Like the average market downturn that is over 10% has recovered on average in over 107 days. Now, sometimes a little bit longer and sometimes a little bit shorter, but markets recover pretty quickly. So the real key is if we start to see things get crazy again, it's to not act suddenly, because timing the market truly doesn't work. It's the fastest way to destroy your family's personal economy. And that's the one that matters.
I want you to speak specifically to the people in our audience today who are headed into retirement. Maybe they are just retired. What should they be doing specifically with their retirement savings, their investments?
Yeah. So I always like to make this a way that people can relate to it. I think you need to you have to run an emergency boat drill. And let me explain to you what that means. If you've ever been on a cruise, what they make you do before they take the boat and they leave the actual dock, the pier, they make everybody go on a drill, on the emergency boat drill, where you have to know where the emergency boats are, right? Like they actually go through, like, here's where the life vest is. Here's where you're supposed to meet. So God forbid this cruise boat goes down, you know how to be safe. So here's what I mean by this. Here's how you run what I call your emergency boat drill for yourself and your family. You need to have a real retirement plan. hope is not a retirement strategy. So here's what should be in that plan. Number one, you should be able to answer the question today, how many years of income do you have protected so that if the markets go down, it doesn't actually matter? You're not coming home and telling your wife you can't go out to dinner tonight because there's a trade war in China and the markets are down. You've got a retirement plan where you've dialed in an income stream. Ideally, it's a protected income stream. So you've got a guaranteed level of protected income coming in. Is there anything we can do to rebalance or protect our portfolio at this time? Can we create some protected income? Now is really the time to be meeting with your financial advisor. Now, most people, by the time they've retired, if they have real assets, they're working with a financial advisor. But first person to call, call your financial advisor. Go have a meeting. Pull back out that financial plan that maybe you did 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. Review it all over again. You probably forgot what's in half of it. If you're listening to this and you don't have a financial advisor, go get one. Go meet with somebody. Not just somebody. Meet with somebody who's qualified, who's really good at, who's a retirement planning specialist, and have them run a real diagnostic of what you currently own and show you how much risk you're taking. Check and see if you've got too much money in stocks. You know, the reason people get so hurt when the markets go down typically is that because they're invested too aggressively. And that often happens at the end of a bull market. When you have a 10-year economic expansion, there's a whole lot of investors that have got way too much risk now in their portfolio that they don't need to be taking. They already won the game. Now's the time to enjoy it. And, you know, as I've gone around the country, I've been really talking to people about pulling back on their risk level.
Why is playing to our emotions or using our emotions to make investment decisions a dangerous road?
Such a good question. Well, first of all, we are emotional human beings, right? Like, we're not robots. So I think one of the things that's important to say, whether you're in your, you know, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, your 70s, your 80s, people always talk about how your investments should be based on your age. You know, you should be more aggressive when you're young. And when you get older, you should be more conservative. So stay the course, meet with your financial advisor, and just take a deep breath.
I love that advice, David. Thank you so much. David Bock with us, New York Times bestselling author. You can find out more, especially about his latest bestseller, The Latte Factor, at davidbock.com. Thanks again, David.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
Eric, I always enjoy hearing what David has to say. And that was good information, since we are seeing, you know, sort of these caution lights blinking that we may be headed into a recession, right?
Yeah, exactly. And really, the main thing with a recession is you can't avoid it, can't go around it or something. So you just got to be prepared. And having some foundational assets, having some stuff that's guaranteed, having some steady income money, along with having a real investment plan, that's what gets you to and through retirement. And that's what's going to really get you to and through that recession risk. Some really good information in terms of where you're at now, what course you're headed on, and does this make sense to me in my planning? So if you'd like to sit down and have a visit with us, we'll do that plan for you. No cost, no obligation. And then it's up to you if you want to take action on it. So again, all you have to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184 or go online and book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for your retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the 3 simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text income to 800-454-1184. Text the word income to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Thank you for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. So we've come to the part in our show now where, Eric, you give us an example of someone's wealth success story. It's always a nice lesson to see what someone has done right. So tell us about it.
Well, this one might be a little on the boring side, but it's kind of like that person who lost weight by eating right and exercising and doing the stuff you're supposed to do.
Yeah, what?
But no, I just met with this couple that they're in their mid-70s, and their main complaint is taxes. Taxes are killing them. And why are taxes so awful to them? Well, they did very good. So I always like to tell people it's like better to have a tax problem than a no money problem. When you compare the two, a tax problem's always nicer. But basically she literally has some stuff in her portfolio that she's bought in the early 80s. She had never sold it.
Wow.
Just bought it and held some of these funds. And a lot of the stuff she just always put away that 15%, always saved that money. Always invested for the long term, didn't do anything super active. She even had financial, their tax person does some investment advice. And so they always had somebody there that was helping them with some stuff. And, now they're needing more stuff in terms of more varied advice, more specialty advice, stuff that we can help them with. But the main thing they did is they did what you're supposed to do, put that money away, save it. Weren't super active with, in and out of this, buying, selling this. They weren't doing all that junk. And, it just works. So, it's not exciting. It's not fun. We all like to hear the person who picked that one stock and hit it big and did so great and all those things. It's kind of like the casino thing. You like to hear the person who wins and not all the people walked out who lost money.
That's true.
So,
yep, yep.
You don't hear those people bragging much about, ooh, I lost $500 this weekend. You don't hear that. But if they won one time a jackpot, they'll tell you that. And, she wasn't doing any of that stuff. She was just doing what you're supposed to do, putting it away, investing it and saving it and, not raiding it, not overspending, not living beyond their means. It's amazing how many millionaires that I meet with that are, that they've got several million saved up for retirement, and rarely do any of them have a car that's newer than 5 years old.
That cracks me up. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
These are not big spenders. These are people who didn't keep up with the Joneses. They let the Joneses go spend all their money and they're way ahead of the Joneses.
Right.
But then they're taking some really cool trips and some really fun vacations. So they are still spending it. And so that's the thing to really be thinking about is, are you putting that money away? Are you overreacting instead of just letting it go for the future and really just kind of making sure, hey, am I still on track roughly? Yeah. Okay. Then I don't need to make any big changes. And, doing the right stuff, having some foundational income, having some steady income assets, and then of course the market money. And the other part, of course, that's big on that is taxes. And so taxes along the way, especially as you get older, again, that's what we do here at Heckman Financial, is we help you create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where you can have you worry less about your retirement and more about having fun and enjoying life. So, if you want us to help you create that investment, income, taxes, healthcare, and legacy plan, no cost, no obligation, it's something we can do for you. All you got to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or you can book online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. You can always find us on iTunes also, but see you next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.